morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Coffee Conversations with Cinti. Today in the studio, I've got a beautiful lady. How are you, Sean?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Are you ready for the holidays?
Absolutely. My holidays have started
already. What are you doing this Christmas?
This Christmas, actually, I have a great trip planned. I'm going on a road trip with a friend from the US, so that'll be lots of fun. And I'm a teacher, so I have loads of holiday time this time of year. So,
okay. What do you teach? Preschool, grade school?
I teach grade three. At a government school in Santon, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Thank you so much for giving us time to talk to you today.
Sure.
So you are a micro-influencer.
Yes.
What is a micro-influencer?
So I was involved on a campaign with Suzuki, which is my car that I drive.
Okay, and what make of Suzuki do you drive?
I drive a Suzuki Jimny. It's the small 4x4, the mini 4x4 version, yeah.
Okay, how is it in terms of leg room, storage?
So it's a small car, everyone knows it's a small car. I think that people are surprised by it when they get inside it. I think that it has more space than it looks from the outside.
Looks from the outside. Yeah.
Yeah, and for a 4x4, its capabilities are really incomparable for the size. Like it has no limitations in terms of its 4x4 capacity. So, yeah, it's a really great car and it's lots of fun.
And in terms of pricing?
It's for a 4x4, it's ridiculously cheap. If you're a 4x4 fan, nothing.
Is it parked outside? So that maybe after the interview I can go and have a look.
Yes, absolutely. It's parked outside.
All right.
I think you can't get it. It has no competitors in its price range for its capabilities. But it is small, and when it comes to 4x4, people often want the extra packing space and things for their trips.
But you just wheeze through traffic and wheeze through a parking spot.
Yeah. Parking is no problem in my little car. Yeah, anywhere, anytime.
So, what has been your involvement in the Suzuki campaign?
So, I had the branding on my car, which was the obvious thing. Everyone could see the branding on the car. And then I was asked to do a few social media tasks. Every 2 weeks we had to do a task and we submitted them onto social media.
Okay.
I'm not a big social media person myself. It's not my strong point, but I have to admit I really enjoyed the campaign. I really enjoyed connecting with people. I enjoyed the tasks in terms of their challenges. They really asked us to think about certain things, and I really enjoyed trying to think of creative ways in order to show my deep love that I already had for my car.
Yeah, because just listening to your intro, you fell in love with it and it is performing in a way that you thought it would never be able to perform.
Absolutely. So the Jimny in specifically, I have loved pretty much my whole life. So
for me,
it wasn't even really an option. I think I love the car a lot.
So you were influenced way back before you started influencing others.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. So for me, this campaign was less about me and more about just helping other people understand how awesome it is and how much I love it. So that I really enjoyed because I wanted other people to appreciate.
You spoke, I think, quite clearly about activities. Can you give me an example of what a micro-influencer activity would look like or sound like?
Sure.
Yeah.
So they asked us, I remember one, the first one was we were asked to go to like a national monument or a famous place or something like a significant landmark.
All right.
And then to include it in our car. So either to take a picture with the car and the significant place and to tell a bit of a story about why that place is important to you or how it had, you know, sort of how you and your car had connected with
it. So it's really about how it's making a difference in your life on a day-to-day basis.
Right, yeah.
All right.
So I actually went to a little reserve just outside of Joburg, Pretoria side. Yeah, took my dad, we went for a picnic and it was really great, yeah.
Okay.
So that for me is that special because I love my car, it allows me to have those adventures and to take those trips.
Exactly,
so.
And it's really about family at the end of the day, isn't
right,
it? So 100%. Your car is enabling you to enjoy your life.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And then in terms of the content that you were posting over the the duration of the campaign, would you say you were getting a lot of interaction from your peers?
So anyone who knows me already knows that I love my car.
For me,
the biggest thing, the biggest difference was that the campaign almost like legitimized what I was already saying.
Okay.
So I already love my car. I already talk about it all the time. Everyone who knows me knows that.
Alright, so you were taking this on a grander scale.
Right, but okay. It just meant that now what I'd been saying all the time, my friends were like, oh, wait, hold on. This is actually true.
Yeah.
And maybe what she's been saying all the time is real, because I now had the campaign. I now had the facts. I now had sort of like the proof behind the feeling or the emotion that I'd already had or that I'd already conveyed. So I think that for me was the biggest thing about the influencer, is that people who are in love with their cars, with Suzuki specifically, they already talk about their cars. They already try and convince people that they're the better, that they're the best option.
Yeah.
A campaign like this just made it like, legitimate. It was just proof.
So it gives credence to exactly what you've always been talking about in the first place.
Yeah.
All right. And then, and where do you live?
I live like Ramberg, Bordeaux.
Oh, okay. And would you say there's been a lot of conversation about the Suzuki since you've been driving through in your branded car?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think
are people asking questions?
Absolutely. I got loads of questions. So obviously, being at a school, I had a lot of other teachers as well as some parents.
So your reach then goes beyond where you live. It's also where you shop, you work.
Yeah, I think for me specifically, it was a lot less about where I live and a lot more about where I work.
Oh, okay.
I see a lot of people, especially when my car parks in the school parking. It's like right by the walkway. So loads of people were seeing, and loads of parents and teachers.
Was that a deliberate move to make sure?
No, it wasn't actually.
Okay.
It wasn't deliberate. It happened by accident, but it worked out very well. So I did. I got a lot of questions. People who had sort of maybe noticed the car before, but hadn't really like necessarily thought about it. They were now all of a sudden thinking about it. They were asking me questions. They were talking to me about how much it costs and what it can do and its capabilities and how much I enjoy it and the space as well and that sort of dynamic too. So I think definitely it almost took the cars at the back of people's minds. But I think the campaign moved it forward and almost
accelerated some sort of process, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right, can I take you a little bit back to your training? Because I figure I'm driving a very nice car through where I live or where I work, people are going to ask me questions. Do you feel that you were empowered enough to be able to answer their questions effectively? Was your training that robust that you were able to take the brand into the market and make a difference with it?
Yeah, I think this might have been my own failure rather than the failure of the campaign, is that I very much focused on just the Jimny. And I think that's more my fault than the fault of the campaign.
Because
they gave us the information, they gave us the facts, they opened us up to all of those things. But I guess that's one of the, downfalls or faults of a micro-influencer or of a personal person, is they take what, I took what I want, not necessarily.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So for me, my love is the Jimny. And so I think that maybe that might be a little bit of a challenge, is how to get a more broader spectrum of all the cars, all of the brand as a whole. Obviously, if people ask me about Suzuki, I could answer lots of questions and I could tell them, about servicing or cost or availability and all that stuff. But facts and absolute details, it was really just the Jimny that I knew about,
Okay. So through your interaction, I'm sure you answer a lot of questions, people come up with a lot of questions, but you also collate a lot of information. How then do you, what is the process of giving feedback to either the influencer marketing agency or the client?
So we weren't involved with the client directly at all. Which made me a little sad, because I wanted to be friends with all the Suzuki people. No, we were really just involved with the influencer company and them.
Okay.
But we had a WhatsApp group, and so we posted a lot on there about either conversations we had or just
Was that on a a weekly basis, a daily basis, a monthly basis?
It changed. So, so sometimes they asked us to post things on, like, to send pictures of stuff that we'd done or seen.
All right.
And sometimes people would just, you know, screenshot a conversation they had and we would see it on the group.
Okay.
So that was probably the most sort of informal, I guess, feedback that we gave.
So it didn't make you feel like you have to be a technocrat, you have to be doing reports every week.
No,
just go on with your life, isn't it? And it's not inclusive.
Once a month we had to fill in a survey that they asked us. So we filled in a survey once a month. Like, that was a formal online one, where we also got to give a bunch of feedback.
All right.
And they were, like, I remember sending an email once or twice, and to specific people on the campaign.
Okay.
They were always really friendly about answering questions or helping out, or, you know, really thankful and grateful for anything that we did. Yeah. So I think those would be the three main sort of feedback areas.
Because what I was worried about was that it then becomes intrusive. You then become like an employee where every 2 seconds somebody's calling you and asking for statistics. Okay, so if you're getting on with your life, I guess that's great.
Yeah.
Another thing, would you recommend the people in your social circles to be micro-influencers?
Absolutely. I've had so many people approach me and ask, not necessarily about the Suzuki, but about being an influencer and how do they get involved with branding their car or on a different level. Most of them to supplement their incomes. Obviously, that's the main reason why people are interested. But definitely, I think that there's a huge market of people that are interested and want to be involved with branding and want to be involved with influencing are willing to get involved. Yeah.
And your social curve, would you now consider yourself some sort of celebrity?
Because
obviously you're getting all the right attention.
Right.
And yeah. So obviously somebody looks at you and thinks, oh, well, I would love to have that life.
Yeah, I think definitely a lot of people ask me how I got involved and why I was chosen and all that stuff, as if I was like some special person. But when I told them, I just filled in a form online and I just, asked
about
it.
It's that simplistic.
Yeah, it is that simplistic. But I think we made three videos, and a lot of people didn't like the videos and they found them very challenging. But the second video I made, the middle video, was actually quite popular. I got quite a lot of shares and views. So that was quite exciting for me.
Which is what this whole exercise is about, isn't
it? Right, yeah. And it was really exciting for me, and it actually almost motivated me. Then I was like, oh, I should make some more videos around this. For me to, talk about my car. So yeah, that was quite interesting, and I really enjoyed that. And yeah, we'll see. I'm going on.
I guess your car is your baby, isn't it?
Absolutely.
How many times what's her name?
Yeah, I'm a girl. I need a boy car. And have a car. He does have a name. His name's Ichiro, which sounds so weird. But Ichiro is a Japanese name, and there's actually a famous baseball player called Ichiro Suzuki. So I named my car Ichiro. It's Japanese. My car is Japanese, and the surname Suzuki, and my car is a Suzuki.
Would you consider, would you put in your name for the next sort of stage of influencer marketing program?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it something that you would want to do for the rest of your life, or it's something you're like, no, I'm done with Suzuki, I don't want to do this ever again?
Sure. In terms of doing stuff for Suzuki, I would love to work for them.
Okay.
Yeah, I love the car that much. I would do that. But no, in terms of influencers, even with other brands, I think that I really don't have an issue with like public speaking, and I'm quite open, I'm quite social. So I think for me, I really enjoyed being a micro-influencer, and I would definitely get involved again. I think it suits my personality and my lifestyle, and yeah, I would definitely look at doing it again.
All right. An interesting aspect is whatever you do at home, or whatever you do as a person, affects the people around you.
Mm.
How would you say this program has affected your family members? Yeah, specifically your family.
Specifically my family.
Yeah.
So I come from a very adventurous family. Specifically my dad. My parents are divorced, but my dad, he rides motorbikes all over the world. He's an adventurer, and he's retired now, and he literally just travels on his motorbike.
Yeah.
So I think my dad's influenced me more than me influencing him.
All right.
I think that my dad is really an inspiration to me. In terms of the rest of my family and possibly my friends, is that I think that being involved in this campaign and loving my car and loving adventures and loving 4x4ing has really opened up their eyes a little bit to more than just the city. You know, we all live in this big city. We all live in this craziness of city life. And so I think that my influence on them has just been to show them that there's more and that we can, have adventures no matter how big or small they are. And mine come from my car. My car is my adventure.
Well, that's nice. Maybe lastly, because I guess everything has got an outcome, and the outcome for the influencer marketing campaign is for more people to know about your product or the brand and to buy it. Would you say you made a huge difference in your social circles?
So I actually have a story. I have a friend. We're in a community group together, and she sent me a picture the other day, or a few messages. She was like, "Guess what?" Mm-hmm. I was like, "What?" She's like, "I bought a Suzuki."
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, so actually, there's three of us that now drive Suzukis. In this small group, there's only about 15 of us, and three girls drive Suzukis. And so yeah, I think definitely she probably was looking at Suzukis before, and there was an option for her. But I definitely think that my campaign and just seeing the love that we have for our cars, the good service we get, the good fuel efficiency, and all that other stuff that we get from our cars. I think being very personally involved in that, definitely. She didn't look at any other car. She only looked at Suzuki. She looked at different Suzukis.
Right, because Suzuki. In her face, you were in her face as well. Yeah, I guess.
So we'd already convinced her.
But in a nice
her,
way, of course. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We'd already convinced her that the Suzuki brand was the best way to go, and that for her it was just about choosing which Suzuki.
Okay.
And in the end, she chose a Swift. I was a little sad because it wasn't a Jimny. But at least it was still a Suzuki.
Yeah.
And I think that for me was a really cool moment where I was like, I know that she's going to have many years of great satisfaction with her car.
Yes.
She's going to be so happy driving her car and enjoying her car, and it's going to be a good decision that she made every single day. And to have been a small part of that is really great.
Okay. Thank you so much, Shan, for joining me this morning. Would you like another cappuccino before you leave?
I think I've had enough caffeine for today.
All right. Enjoy your holidays. Enjoy the adventures in your, what's his name? I'm bad with Japanese.
Ichiro. Yeah, we got great adventures. I'll definitely be posting.
All right, that's fine. Yeah, maybe I'll take you downstairs and go have a look at Ichiro.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much, Shan.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.